On May 1st and 2nd, we're celebrating Public Media Giving Days, a chance for you to show your love for WQED, the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every contribution made to WQED on May 1st and 2nd will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, thanks to WQED's Board of Directors. Plus, we'll send you a one-of-a-kind Mr. Rogers vinyl sticker so you can proudly display your love for WQED anywhere you'd like. Go to wqed.org/pmgd to donate now.
I am here with Dr. Susan Medley as she is getting ready for an amazing performance with the Pittsburgh Concert Chorale, the Faure Requiem and the Bernstein Chichester Psalms, with these performances on Saturday, March 2nd, and that will be at Fox Chapel Presbyterian Church at 7:30, and then Sunday in the afternoon at 4 o'clock at Ingemar United Methodist Church. Susan, it's great to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you, Anna.
So tell me, what made you decide to do the Bernstein and the Faure together?
I think they are two pieces that work really well together. First of all, the Faure is just sublime, and it's such a hopeful requiem. You know, it just is. It's not so much about, well, it is about, of course, the prayer for the departed, but it also is a great source of comfort to those of us who are left behind. The Bernstein works so well with that because it is really sort of a commentary on our relationship with the divine. The second movement is so powerful because it starts out with a boy soprano singing in Hebrew, the 23rd Psalm. And then the sopranos and altos take that over. But then the tenors and basses come in with the psalm that is, why do the nations so furiously rage? And then it pairs those two things together. That it's really powerful. And then in the third movement, it's so incredibly beautiful. And it ends with, behold how good it is for people to live together in peace. So I think the two pieces work so well together in that way that it's a very hopeful, inspirational, uplifting concert.
And how many members now in the choir?
We just keep getting bigger.
Yeah,
I have 130 singers on the roster. And of course, people have, you know, lives and trips for work and weddings, family weddings and things. So there will be about 108 singing this concert. So still a large group.
And you have an unusual collection of instruments for this.
We do. The Faure, we're using the chamber orchestration. He originally just wrote it for organ. And then a little later, he orchestrated it for a small group of instruments. And then later he did the big orchestration that was popular kind of through the 20th century. But now it's kind of gone back. John Rutter, the English composer, did an edition back in, I think, the 80s of Faure's the orchestration for chamber group. So it's two horns. There's several different combinations you can use, but we're using two horns. It's for low strings, paired violas, paired cellos, string bass, and timpani and organ, and harp. And then there's one solo violin. It's one of those really unusual orchestral settings that uses the low strings, but one solo violin.
That's very interesting. What an interesting sound that'll create.
Yes, it is a very interesting sound. And the low strings are just, you know, they just really set the mood for that requiem. The solo violin only plays in the Sanctus and in the In Paradisum, the final movement.
The final movement, mm-hmm. Which is that we head off to paradise.
Oh, we do. You know, that movement holds so much significance for me because my father passed away in 2015, and the day after he died, I was in my car and had on WQED, and of course, on Sunday mornings, they play, you know, you play really beautiful music, and that movement came on, and it just, it it was the perfect thing for me to hear at that time, because it was just like the angels were taking my father by the hand and taking him up to heaven. It was like, oh my gosh, it was really, I think of that every time I hear that movement. So I'll probably be crying while I'm conducting that.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I mean, it is such beautiful music. It was completed in 1900, and even Fauré himself described his Requiem as a lullaby of death.
It is. So often in Requiem, the big movement is the Dies Irae, the day of judgment. And you can almost come to understand a composer's philosophy of what happens when we die by how they set their Dies Irae. Mozart's is, you know, big and terrifying. Verdi, oh my goodness. I mean, it's beyond. Berlioz, it's just huge. And Fauré actually does not set the Dies Irae movement. There's a place in the Liber Ame near the end where the Dies Irae does come in, but, you know, it's like 12 measures of kind of loud, and then it goes back to, so it's such a peaceful Requiem.
It is. It's the Dies Irae is a little bit dissonant, but no, we can't stay there for too long.
We can't stay there for too long. No, then it goes back into much more lyrical music, and it's just, one of the altos in PCC said it is just the most kind of transcendent work she's ever sung.
So will the Bernstein be first and then the Requiem?
No, we're also doing Fauré's Cantique de Jean Racine, which is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And so we're starting with that, and then we'll do Requiem, and then we have an intermission, and then the Bernstein's the last part of the program.
Nice. And the Bernstein's a little bit different instrumentally, so
yes,
tell me about that.
Yes, it is. Bernstein did two different orchestrations of this. He did it for big orchestra, but he also set it for organ, harp, and percussion, which is what we are using. And the percussionist, it's really kind of fun to watch the percussionist through this, because there's bass drum and snare drum and triangle and bongos and, I mean, just all sorts of things. And they're, you know, it's one player doing all of that. I mean, he orchestrated it so that it could be done by one player, but it's really fascinating to see them moving from instrument to instrument and everything they're doing during the piece.
And it'll be your regular keyboardist, Brian Sable.
Brian Sable will be at the organ, yes. And we have some wonderful soloists. Katie Williams is singing the Pia Jesu. And, you know, I always say, when we get to heaven, the angels will sing like Katie Williams.
Absolutely.
And Graham Fondry is singing the baritone solo. He's just fabulous.
He is fabulous. I just heard him do the German Requiem with the Bach choir.
Oh, yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great.
Really beautiful voice. And then we have a young third grader, Hudson Vasquez Schmidt, who is singing the second movement of the Bernstein. Bernstein wrote it for boy soprano. Mm-hmm. And so I always, anytime I do Chichester, anything that requires a boy solo, Elijah, whatever, I contact Sean Funk at the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus and say, I need a boy soprano. Do you have one? And he said, yes, this third grader is wonderful. And so I heard him sing, and then Sean's been working with him, and he's just wonderful. And just, you know, when I think of the self-possession it takes to stand up there and just do this in front of a large choir and orchestra and in front of an audience, and he just gets up there and does it.
Wow, that is great.
It's really fun. Yeah.
These performances will take place on Saturday, March 2nd at 7:30, and that's at Fox Chapel Presbyterian Church in Fox Chapel, and then Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Ingomar United Methodist Church in Ingomar, and you can go to pccsing.org to purchase your tickets. It's going to be a great concert. Now, we're talking about instruments and all sorts of things. You are appearing as a guest conductor in about 2 weeks.
I am. I've been invited to guest conduct the Washington Symphony Orchestra in their March concerts. Their conductor, Hugo Eikach, he read the article a year ago. There was an article in Pittsburgh Magazine for Women's History Month that talked about female conductors, and kind of profiled four of us here in the area. And as he read it, he thought, you know, I ought to invite Susan to conduct the Washington Symphony. They rehearse and perform at Washington and Jefferson College, where I teach. And so he invited me to do this, and I'm just thrilled, because it's really, I've been having so much fun. Of course, the music is all fun. The subject of the concert is fun and games. So it's light music, some from video games and cartoons, and you know, just, well, they take place the weekend of St. Patrick's Day. So Leroy Anderson's setting of the Irish Washerwoman is in there. We have Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Meet the Flintstones, Entrance of the Gladiators, Pee-wee's Big Adventure Suite. I mean, it's just...
That's great.
It is. It's a little bit of everything. It's a lot of fun. And it's been fun for me to work with an orchestra because I've worked with orchestras many, many times in the context of choral orchestral works. But as far as just conducting, you know, just the orchestra, it's really been fun. It's a whole new, I mean, it's music is music and you still, you know, I mean, if you bring out the best music you can in the musicians in front of you. But it's really been fun to work with the orchestra and they've responded well to me. Great people, great players. We've had a good time. And the South Hills Children's Choir, Jenny Nolan is their conductor, and they're going to be singing four pieces on that concert as well. They're going to be singing Baba Yetu, which is from a video game. They'll be singing a piece called Kentucky Jazz Jams, which is kind of a mashup of three different, you know, folk song, like country folk songs. And so some really fun things.
But not only that, Susan, you just were the keyboardist for the Pittsburgh Camerata concert a couple weeks ago.
I was. And that was so much fun to flex my piano muscles. You know, I started out as a pianist, and I always say, people in my, you know, in the old country of Ohio, people in the old country think of me as a pianist, and people here in Pittsburgh know me as a conductor. So it's always kind of fun to do something as a pianist here, and people say, well, I didn't know you played. Well, yeah, that's kind of how I started out. But Mark Anderson was so gracious to invite me to accompany the group, and it's really fun to practice and to discover that at my age, my brain can still keep up with my fingers and tell them what to do.
That's an accomplishment.
It's, you know, it is not to be taken for granted.
Absolutely. And I guess the really exciting news, too, is that Pittsburgh Concert Chorale is going to be celebrating 40 years, and you are going to undertake the Verdi Requiem next year.
We are. I am so excited about it. It's a work that I have wanted to do for a long, long time, and PCC is now to the size and quality that they are able to do it. And I thought, what better work for the 40th anniversary than a big splashy Verdi Requiem?
Absolutely. That'll be great. Well,
yes.
You'll have to tell us all about it as you get ready for that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is there another concert after this one to wrap up the season?
Yes. For Pittsburgh Concert Chorale, we have, it's going to be fun. It's the first weekend in May, the 4th and 5th. It is called Bell Bottoms, Bee Gees, and the Brady Bunch, Music of the 70s.
Wow.
Yes.
I think you should get everybody to do costumes.
Oh, they're going to.
Hair. Okay,
oh, they're
good.
Going to. Yeah, we did
Excellent.
80s last year and we all had really big hair.
Okay.
And there was just an article in the New York Times about how big hair is coming back. It mentioned Miley Cyrus at the Grammys and she had this big hair. Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton's her godmother, so there you go. Yeah. But so we feel like we set that trend with our big hair concert last year. So now we'll just see what happens with our 70s concert. But I've told people to dig out their bell bottoms and wear the 70s outfit. And we encourage the audience to do that as well.
Oh, that is very good. But all I can hear right now is Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Oh, the Brady Bunch, of course. Friday nights at 8 o'clock. That's where I was parked in front of the TV as I was growing up, you know, with the Bradys.
With the Bradys. Well,
yeah.
Susan, thank you so much. Don't miss the Foray Requiem and the Bernstein Chichester Psalms. That is this Saturday and Sunday. The first performance at Fox Chapel Presbyterian Church at 7:30, and the second performance Sunday afternoon at 4 at Ingemar United Methodist Church. And Susan, thank you so much. It's always great to speak with you.
Thanks so much, Anna.